Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Zayin. Chulin Kuf Zayin. Today's shiur is sponsored in memory of Frumi Pelkovitz, Rebbetzin Frumi Pelkovitz, Firma Bas Rabbi Yitzchak Leiv, by Dr. and Mrs. David Pelkovitz. So, a woman that I remember from growing up in the White Shul, and a very special Rebbetzin. And today's shiur and Torah is L'Zecher Nishmasa, and we thank the Pelkovitz family for the sponsorship. Thank you. Okay. Kuf Vav Amebeis. Amar Rav. Says Rav. No tell Adam. Second line from the bottom. No tell Adam Eshte Yadav Shachris. A person, says Rav, could wash their hands in the morning. Umasna Aleihem Kol Hayom Kulo. And make a tznai. Make a condition with oneself for the whole day. Meaning wash one's hands in the morning and say, this is going to count for the rest of the day. Let's say I'm going to eat bread four times today. Let's say I'm going to, it's going to count for my davening, according to those who say they have to wash hands before davening. I'm going to wash my hands in the morning, and it's going to count for the entire day. That's Rav's statement. Rashi adds in, just one more line, I'm sorry. Amalahu Rebbe Avina, Lebede Paxadarvas, Ravina, even once said to the people who lived in the Paxadarvas, the valley of a certain country, Rashi says there wasn't so much water there, to Atun, Kagon Atun, to Lo Shchichi Luhu Maya, Mashu Yadaychu Mitzafra, like you, who you don't have so much water where you live, wash your hands in the morning, Va'asnu Alaya Lekuliyoma, and make it tonight for the entire day. Make this tonight. Ikat Da'ami B'Shas Atchak in Shalom B'Shas Atchak Lo. Some say that he, Rabbi Avina, only allowed this B'Shas Atchak, Upliga Darav. And he argued a Rav who seems to say that this is more of an accepted principle always. And some say no, it was even not Shazat Chak, Nami, Vahainu, de Rav. And then he would agree with Rav. Period. Okay, there is what to talk about on this statement of Rav. First of all, Rashi says that, last Rashi on the previous Amud, Umasne le'achila, ubilvad sheyizoher milatanfeim umilatamam. You can make this tonight as long as one is careful not to get dirty, not to have tinuf, not to get his hands, have his hands become nitma. So the question of the Rishonim and Radaik is, according to Rashi, what if he wouldn't have made the tonight, then he wouldn't have been able to use this washing, even if his hands would not have become dirty or nitma? That's what it sounds like from Rashi. Rashi is saying, obviously, this is only if his hands are still clean. And yet Rav still says you have to make a tanai. I might have said that, no, if your hands are clean and they didn't become tame, then we need a tanai for it. It's automatic. But Rashi seems to say, no, you have to make a tanai even without the dirt or the tumah coming on. So say the Rishonim, the Rashba says this befeirish right here, for Rashi. The Rashba quotes this from Rashi, that he says, Umimena atalamed, from this shot of Rabbeinu Shlomo, appears Rabbeinu Shlomo Zichronim Levracha, as we've pointed out. It was Zichronim Levracha by somebody who lives recently. It's not too long before the Rashba. Rabbeinu Shlomo, he quotes the Uvashi Zerbi Latanfeim, Umimena Talameid, Shemisha Natal Yadav, Shelo Al Da'as Achila, Afilu Lishaito, Tzarech Natilas Yadayim Al Shem Achila. If somebody washes their hands, Shelo Al Da'as Achila, without kavana for eating later, afilo l'shaito, sarap natilas yadayim al shem achila. Right? He says you have to have special kavana. So let's see. Rashi does not say the words hesach hadas, but he just says you need special kavana. Ela shehutama. But let's continue for a second. Im histo l'achila v'shamar yadav lama amru dafka b'shas hatchak. Why would it be limited to Shasat Chak? So you get tonight lachilo v'shbiyur mehesach v'shem mishum srach truma echmiru lito b'shas achila shabesiach daito b'aflagas marvel avadaitei. Either way, you're right. Rashi seems to say that you need kavana specifically for the achila that you are going to then do. And he adds a little bit of hesach hadas afterwards, which the Ritva even expands upon based on other Rishonim as well. We do the Ritva, and then we'll see the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, the Ritva says, Pirush Rashi, he also quotes, everybody starts with this Rashi, Umasa leim achilu ubavashi yizar yafesh leitefenu, Umori haya omer, Mori, which usually means the Ra'ah, in the Ritva, to who I did to be eaten under the levi k'bubahu hesachadas, shu posa la'achila. not only do you need the physical guarding, that there was no tinuf and there was no tumah, but you need the spiritual guarding, that there was hasach hadas, that something might have happened, you know, without you realizing it. And then the Ritva puts both of those together. Puts both of those together, and therefore he says, again, from Rashi, let's say I wash my hands. When I wash my hands, I have no kavana to eat. So that's what they're talking about. I came out of the bathroom, and let's say I used a kli, and I washed my hands. And then right afterwards, my wife says, oh, I made you a sandwich. I'm like, oh, right? Got to wash again. I just washed. Rashi said, they would die from Rashi. One has to wash again. That is the diya from Rashi. And if you look in Simen Kuf Nun Tes, again, these days are Chelik Beis of Mishnah Berurah days. Simen Kuf Nun Tes, Sif Yud Gimel, Lichat Chila, Yechavein Hanotel Linetila HaMachsheres LaAchila. That's the Shulchan Aruch, Lichat Chila, what is supposed to have Kavana. For what you are using this netila for. And therefore, if you didn't have kavanah for the achila, you'd have to wash again. Magen Avram, Mishnah Berurah quotes, Kasav lifsol af b'di eved, im lo kivnu klal. Magen Avram says, right, yeah, it's not good. Meaning, what's an afkamida? If you're going to make a bracha on this washing, right after you just washed your hands. The Magen Avram pashas would say, yes. Aval agra hiskim lasovim to below kavana kasher b'di eved v'chein das rov rishonim ubevada yesh lo hakel k'she'in lo mayim litol shedik las b'chaber. If you don't have enough water, you can use it b'di eved. What about the other way? If you have enough water, do you wash again? So the poskim say, if you just washed and you're going to wash again right now, just touch something dirty in between. Just put yourself in a situation where you need to wash again, because then it's a real suffig bracha. If your mom has just washed properly, and now you're going to wash again, so one should not put themselves into the situation of a Safek Brach.
So according to Rashi, what's the Chiddush of Rav?
What's the Chiddush of Rav? Yes. Even besides, I guess, Hesach Hadas, meaning even if your hands are you made sure to keep them clean, but if you had a Hesach Hadas and you did have, I guess the Tanai gets you out of the Hesach Hadas, so if you make a Tanai, conditionally, originally.
And if you had kavanah, you could do one washing for two things.
That's the masneh.
If you had kavanah.
Another point to the Ritva sometimes comes up. Let's say I wash my hands for bread. I had kavanah, and then you decide that you really don't want to eat. Says the Ritva, what are you supposed to do then? Says the Ritva, v'hanot al yadav la'achila, u'birech al netilas yadayim, v'yachar kach nimlach v'lo achal. And you all of a sudden, maybe you thought supper was bread, and then you come in and you're like, there's no bread there. Do I have to defrost something, and then wash, and I did wash, and eat? Says the Ritva, ein b'kach klum, don't worry about it. You didn't do anything wrong. V'ein mechai v'noso la'achol, k'dei shelo tei b'rchasu l'vatala. No problem. You have to. Your bracha wasn't levatala anyway. Why? Once you washed your hands and you really thought you were going to have bread, gamra la birchas hanatila sha'aleha hu mevarich. You finished. And ve'ahi shaita daito hayalechol v'chein danti lefnei mori nero v'hode ledvarai. Right. That's what the Ritva says. Ritva says if you wash your hands and then you decide not to eat, You can't have kavana not to eat when you wash your hands. But if I thought I was going to eat and then I washed my hands and then I decide, you know, I don't want to, for whatever reason, it was a mistake, you don't have to say Baruch Shein, there's nothing. That's the Ritva. And the footnotes he quotes, this is similar to the halacha that the Shulchan Aruch, quotes in Hilchos Chanukah. Kafsa ein zakakla. Right, once I lit the candles on Chanukah properly, not in a place where it was a gnevade blowout, so b'shaitu I did the mitzvah, even if it didn't last the requisite amount of time, we pass going to make her a din kafsa if it went out ain zachagla, because I already did the mitzvah. Or similar, again, he quotes a number of cases. What happened if somebody builds a house and they think they're going to move in right away and they're going to live there, so they put up a mezuzah, right? Bibracha, af kodim shadarba, avermaka chazarbo, lohavi brachas lavatolo. Let's say I think I'm going to move in tonight, and then all of a sudden something happens, I don't move in for another 3 months. So at the moment, I had authority to make the bracha, and it was all appropriate, so therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. There is some achronim say, b'di'evet, the stechemet says, mikal makam nir lani es daiti, de nachal nasos kein, v'yidchok atzmo le'echol. כדי שלא ייכנס בחשש ברכה לבטל חס ושלום, וגם הריטפה אפשר יודד על החתחילה בלי שם הכרח, אין לעשות כן, ואין, אני קורא, אין מוצי עשי חידוש הריטפה. They have, did not have a ritva, so he said, I didn't see it inside, I'm just going to quote it, but could be the ritva would say, even lachanchila, at least lachanchila one should eat bread, but maker didn't. If one didn't, one does not have to make themselves crazy in order to have the bread.
If one washes their hands after coming out of the bathroom with the clay, and you also have intention right after that of eating bread.
Oh. What do you do first? Again, the question was, if one washes their hands right after coming out of the bathroom, and then one has kavana for both, do you say netilas yadayim first, or do you even say asher yatzar first? So the question is, we generally don't like any hefsekim after netilas yadayim, right, before eating the bread. So, but the netilas yadayim bracha is on the mitzvah of netila. So I remember the poskim talk about it, I have to remember what they say, but asher yatzar, you mechuyit to say asher yatzar until you have to go to the bathroom the next time. So that chiyuv could stay. So even if you do that a minute or two later, I don't know, it's not connected to the act that you're doing. Asher yatzar is a bracha shevach for going to the bathroom. So I would say, I'm going to have to look at the post again, I would say that if you're using the same washing, netilas yadayim and amotzi, and then asher yatzar right afterwards. But I don't remember exactly what the poskim say, but you might want to say, finish asher yatzar first, and you know, you want to be orderly. Let's say you only want to wash, if you want to wash twice, but let's say in a place where, I don't know, you're on a teal. Comes up a lot of times. You're on a teal and you don't have so much water. Especially in these days of sharav. You want to save your water. So you want to wash once. So, believe that, I'll have to look it up again, Bavadli, for tomorrow. But that is, that's that. One final discussion, and that is, Tosus. Tosus right here on the bottom Tosus, the Rascal Notel, discusses that we know from Sechas Brachas and elsewhere, there are a couple of takefs. Take up l'smicha shchita. You should do smicha right before shchita. Take up l'this, take up that. So one of them is take up l'netila suda. Supposed to wash right before the suda. So what does Rav mean? You can make a masna in the morning, and it can work the whole day. So is that against the takeifs? So to Rabbi Tov says, yeah, that's only that takeif is only if you are a masna. But if you're a masna, then it wouldn't be a problem. That's Tosus. Rabbi Yonah says though that. No, Rabbi Yonah Maseches Brachos, which we'll see is quoted in Shulchan Aruch in a minute. When does Rav say that you could have this tanai by a general washing in the morning? If I'm washing for a specific meal, I can't use that for like, I can't use the breakfast washing for bread for the lunch washing for bread. I could do it in the morning when it's not connected to anything specific, so then I can use it for a general my whole day. But if it's already connected meshubit to one meal, I cannot use it for another meal. That's an interesting, I've got to think about the lundus of that Rabbeinu Yonah. That's what he says right here on Mem Aleph and Aveiz and Brachis in the Daf Yarif. Let me just read it from the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah quotes this in Kuf Samach Dalet. Kuf Samach Dalet, the Ramah says, That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. You could use this. Ubilvad, shelo yisiach daito mayhem. Velo yitan feim. Both tanoim. Ve'im mayim mitsuyim lo. Tov sheyakser v'yitol yadav avalo yivarech. Again, if you didn't have the Hesach Adas and you didn't have the Tumah, like we said before, if you just washed earlier and you had all the Kavadas, Vahada, and then the Ramah adds, Vahada Mahani Tnai, Dafka Benetila, She'eno Tsarech Achila, Dumya Denetila Shachris, Aval Imnotel, Litsarech Achila, Lo Mahani Tnai, Ba'osa Netila. That you can't make a tanai for the shame osa netila. Rotsa lomar shem nota yadav lechol umasa sheyase davar acher kodem sheyochal sudazu atzmo zelo mahani. Meaning, let's say I'm going in the car and I want to wash now, but I don't want to eat for another hour. So does that work? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. If you wash now, umasa sheyase davar acher kodem sheyochal sudazu atzmo zelo mahani. To abina take up the netila suda al kaparim lachachila. That way it would work. There are different versions of this Rabbeinu Yonah exactly, but there are certain types of netilas that are more limited than others. General one in the morning is the one that Rav is talking about. Okay, so there are more halachas here, but we'll leave it for now.
Even though you're washing your hands differently.
Okay, yes, differently. Okay, yeah, that I didn't see anyone who notes that. I don't know if that's ma'akev. It's not ma'akev in terms of how you wash your hands. Switching the hands with two on the same hand. Okay, let's continue. Continuing in the Hilchos Netilos Yadayim. Amar of Papa. Says your Papa on line 6. Hi, Arisa Didaloi. Arisa Didaloi. What's Arisa Didaloi? Rashi says it's a type of pipe that goes from the river and it carries the water to the fields. Some type of pipe, some type of irrigation system. Cedar Shashovkin Lobaim and Ayor Bidli. It pours the water from the Yor. Vumolach Mayim Lasadas. It's some type of connected pipe system. A note libedali adayim. You can't use that for Netilas Yadayim. Dilo Asi Mikoach Gavra. It doesn't come from Koach Gavra. It seems like that here you pour. How do you get it from the river to the field? You pour from a pail, you pour it into the system, and then it goes a little bit on its own, and then it goes into the field. So that's not enough koach gavra, because by the time it comes to your hands that you would have used this, it's very far away from where you poured the pail in. So that's why this wouldn't be good enough for the Netilas Yadayim. There is no koach gavra. So that's what Rashi says again, a Rashi that is talked about by the poskim. Let's read the Rashi. Ein odo medel yadayim, fourth Rashi. Lasez yadav l'socho, v'yikal chamayim l'tochan, to have, put your hands in it and have the water go on it. D'la mikoach gavra asu, shekvar avar koach ha-shofech. The shofech, the pourer's koach, is not there anymore. Ve'ein makalchem aleihem, ve'ein kan lo netila v'lo tevila. You can't use this either way. Netila or tevila, why? Netila de lavi koach avakasu. Sticking your hands, it is not called a netila because the original pouring is not connected to you anymore. V'tevila nami b'tzidr lesa. You also can't do tevila in this pipe, why? She'ein kan shir mikvah. Because you don't have a shear, you don't have 40 sod here. And therefore, you can't use it for tevila either. That is Rashi. What does it sound like from Rashi? The second line in Rashi. That if you would have the shear of a mikvah in this pipe, you would be able to do tevilas yadayim, even though it's she'uvin. Even though it is in a pipe. That is mefurish against some other Rishonim. Against the gears of some other Rishonim. You're going to look in the Ramban and the Ritva. Chachmei Sfarad have a different gears in our Gemara. On our line, they have an added in line. They say, Ein madbilin basei adayim, mishum dahavi luhu she'uvin. That's the gears they had. Before she gets right, it doesn't matter how big. Bachlokish Rishonim. Whether one could use mayim she'uvin for tevilas yadayim, for one's hands. That is the, is that for mikvah, for a person? That's a machlokas. Is it a psol d'arais? Is it a psol d'rabanan? But that is the diuk that they have from Rashi. Okay, let's continue. V'im mikriv l'gabe davla, d'ka'asi mikoach gavra, not l'man liadayim. But if a person puts his hands close to where the pouring is taking place, that would be koach gavra, and that would be good enough of an atila. The e bazia davla bekones bashka. If the pail that you're pouring in has a bazia, has a crack, has a slit in it, so on one side it's still connected to the river, and on the other side is being poured in, so that it's already considered a chibur. So meilif lifei, it's connected. Umatvel bazia yadayim, and then you could be tovel your yadayim in it. Rashi says. Mele flyaf at sinarim hayaor al yedei dli umadbilin bet sinar asay adayim delav tefila gemurahi vidaya bechibur zeh velo beinam kishvafaris hanon. Even though it's a tiny little slit that usually needs something bigger for connections by hilchas mikvaos, but here we're not talking about tefilas haguf, we're just talking about tefilas yadayim, and therefore it would be okay. Period. The Rishonim here discuss this issue about betoveling your hands in a kli. This is in Kuf Nun Tes. This is this big Tosfos over here. Kuf Nun Tes, Sifches. The Shulchan Aruch says, Im hechnes yadav l'toch kli shamayim, v'shichshich yadav bahem. So we usually assume tefilas yadayim, we go to the river, we go to a lake, but what about if you only have a kli? You have water in a pail. So, Im hechnes yadav l'toch kli shamayim, v'shichshich yadav bahem. So, go back for a second. The Mishnah Berurah right here. Akdim ksas kadesha yuvan divrei hasif. Mishnah Berurah has akdama to the sif, so we can read it. The who? Rova poskim osrin litbol yada bikli b'makam netila. Rova poskim say it's usr. That's this big tosfos. They quote the she'iltos and then they argue. That's the beginning of the Tos. Pirshah Balachos Gedolos Mutter Labu Damto Kli. That's the day of the She'iltos and the minority sheet of the She'iltos. So most Aser says the Mishnah Berurah Mishum Desvir Lahu Dibina Benatila Koach Gavra, because Netila needs Koach Gavra. V'Hainu Sheyavo Amayim Al Yada Mikoach Adam Sheshobech Aleihem V'Sfaras HaMekilin Bazeh is the She'iltos Desvir Lahu Dilo Boy Koach HaShofech Al Yada Benatilas Yadayim Rak Sheyito Mikli. Tefila in it is considered netila from it. So says the Shulchan Aruch now, if you put your hands in, im akli mechuba lakarka, lo also lo netila, vim eino mechuba lakarka, yesh omrim, sha also lo netila, v'yesh omrim, sha lo also lo, u'b'shaz atchak, yachol lismoch al devrei amatirim. That's the only water you have. Then you do it again without a bracha. But again, if somebody's stuck, they're not near anything, they're starving, and they have to eat, whatever the case may be, they have to eat bread, so then one would be able to rely on this bidi evid. Sorry? The Mekilin would say that you could just take it out The Mekilin, washing your hands at from the pipe. See, but that has Koach Gavra already. That's not Tevila in the. It's not in a Kli, but we possibly, let's say, you should turn it on and off. That's already considered Koach Gavra, the poskim say. So that would help. That's a Netila from Sheuvin, not a Tevila in Sheuvin.
Sticking your hands under a waterfall.
So is that, I would say that's Tevilas Yadayim. Even though it's moving, it's like a river. What's the difference? A waterfall, just because it's vertical and not horizontal, I would assume that's Tevila. I think that's Tevilas Yadayim, not Netila. Netila means Koach Gavra. Natav, Natzva is a Kli, according to some. Machlok is what it is, but Natzva is a Kli, and therefore that would be Koach Gavra.
So if you would stick his hands into a Kli, could you do anything with that water after?
Could you stick your hands into a? If you stick your hands into a kli lachor, that's ruach ra, and therefore you cannot use that water. Okay, weiter. Va'amar Rava, kli shenike bekonis mashke in lozamim liadayim. A kli that gets a hold in it, bekonis mashke. Bekonis mashke is a shear used in hilchos tumah v'tara. It means that if I put a cup in water, it has such a hole in the bottom of it that water will get in from the bottom. So that's considered shavur, and you can't use that for netilas yadayim. It removes the shame kli. Most Rishonim say it means a hole towards the bottom of the kli. Towards the top of the kli, it might not ruin it, because the bottom of the kli can still be enough of a kli kipo. But for sure, the bottom of the kli, if you have this hole, would be a problem. V'yama rava, kli shame bo revius, eino adam mehem liyadayim. A kli that does not have a revius in it, one cannot use that for netilas yadayim. Eini, is that really true? V'yama rava, kli shein machzik revius, einotlin mimenu liyadayim, hamachzik avagav delesle. Right? I'm sorry, I emphasized the wrong piece. Rava says, a kli that does not have a revius in it, einotlin mimenu liyadayim, kli shein bo revius. Doesn't have you can't use that. So now the question is, Eini, Rava says, kli shein machzik revius, but Rava says, a kli that does not hold a revius, you can't use it. Hamachzik, if it can hold a revius, avagav delesme. So like even if you don't need a revius in it, you just need a kli that holds a revius. So how could Rava say that you actually need a revius of water? So lo kasha halachad halachrei. The Gemara says it depends if one person is washing or two people, and we're talking about the second person. That's the difference. If one person, you always need a revius of water to start your washing process. If you started with a revius, and by the time you got to the second person using the kli, there's less than a revius left, that's okay. That's okay. That's the difference between Rava and the two statements of Rava. The Tanya, may revius not only adayim le'echad v'yafil l'shnayim. May revius can be used for one and even for two. Even for two, we'll get to the svara exactly in the Gemara in a minute, but that's the difference in the two statements of Rava. Amalei Rav Sheshes
Liamemar. Does that mean that they're reusing it?
No, they're not reusing it. It's just what's left. What's left in the kli is less than a revius. We assume you need less than a revius to go over your hands.
And that
will
be enough for two.
It's you're very stingy with the water, and you'll be careful with it. Amalei Rav Sheshes Liamemar. Kabdisu amana. Rashi asked the Meimar, are you makpid on a kli that it's a whole kli? Shei kli shalem? I'm laying in, yes. Achazusa, are you careful about the water that it should look like water? Should it be totally putrid? I'm laying in, yes. Ashiura, are you careful on the shear of Ravius? I'm laying in, yes. Ika da Amri, or others say, this is what the conversation took place. Hachi Amalei. Amana va'achazusa kapdinon, ashiura lo kapdinon. I'm not as makpid on the shear. Why? Detanya, may Ravius know only Adam la'achad afil l'shnayim. So based on that brisa, so you see that we said that you have to be so makbid. The Gemara answers, really, that's not true. Velohi, shiny hasam mishum to kaasi mishiyare tahara. No, that was different because, as we said, if it's the second one, it started off with the revius. As long as you start off with the revius, that is okay. Meikara, you always need a revius to start off the netilas yadayim process. Okay, continuing. Askin Rav Yaakov mina harpakod. Rav Yaakov from Naharpakod, he was misakein, not the Basra Vyasa. He made a revia-sized cup. So it helped so people could always come and measure in relation to this cup. You know, is this big enough? Is that not big enough? And they lived in a time where they didn't have in their house all the tablespoons and half a cups and quarter of a cups and all of the kale. They didn't have that. So he made a revia-sized cup. A natzla, and therefore everyone was able to come and measure their cups to it. Askin Rav Ashi behutzal. Rav Ashi made a takana in hutzal. Kuza vasra v'yasa. He made a kuz also of charis of earthenware that held a revius. V'yama Rava megufas chavis shetikna a cover of a barrel that one was misakein. They hollowed out in order to have a base kibbel that can hold a revius. You could use it, even though originally it wasn't made to have a clay kibbel, it was made to use as a cover. But if I now make it into a usable cover, so then that is okay. Tadinami hachi, megufas chavish etikna, notlim en yadayim. So the Tosefta says, chemas v'kefisha, if I used a chemas and kefisha, other types of materials, Rashi says, mine nodos shel arhein, types of leather pouches. So then, shetiknan, that you also formed into a base kibbel, notu emli adayim, one could also use that. But sak v'kupa, if you have sak and a kupa, which are very, very flimsy types of materials, ava mishum akablin edom emli adayim, even though they have a clay kibbel, one can't use that because it's just going to fall apart, and that is not good enough. Maybe this is also where Rav Moshe got his shita from. Right, Rav Moshe got a shita from because sak and kupa. What does the Gemara say? Even if I fashioned it into a clay kibbel, it's not good enough. It sounds like it would work the first time. If it wouldn't work the first time, then what's the chiddush? Obviously, it would work the first time, but still, the Gemara seems to say that the Gemara says that it would be a problem. Right, this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Nun Tes Dalid. Kuf Nun Tez Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch says, find it, Kuf Nun Tez Dalid, Chemes v'kvisha, shem mine nodo shel or, shetiknon vasalem beis moshav, notlin mehem, aval sak v'kupa, shes kidin l'sheves below smicha, that you made, is able to sit without leaning, v'zipton b'zefes, ashein mekablin mashkim, ein notlin mehem le'adayim, l'fi she'ein asuyim l'kabel mashkin. Right, they were not made to accept mashkin. The first ones were also not made to accept mashkin. But I guess the first ones, once you were misakin, that's considered an asiya. Here, they're so flimsy, even if you fix them a little bit, that is not called an asiya. V'huadim l'kovayim shal levadim, afil k'shem kashem kolkach shem mekabla mayim, v'edim zav mehem mikol makam, enem asuyim l'kabla mayim. Mikol makam ha'idei atzchak mutarim, she'ovrei drachim regilim lishtos bahem. Because travelers use that, they have nothing else to use, and therefore it is okay. That is the Shulchan Aruch. So related to this is Rav Moshe's famous tshuva, Gimel Amites in Arachayim, the disposable cups, which I think we should call paper cups, but disposable cups. So Rav Moshe writes there in 1968. It's important to know what year he's talking about. 2 days before Pesach, Hidei b'tvar kos l'kiddush in Mashon Lasos al kos shenaseh miniyar. So I heard recently, B'shem, Rabbi Sachs told me the name of Rav Asher Weiss. He thinks, for sure, Rav Moshe is only talking about paper Dixie cups, not talking about nowadays hard plastic cups. That's what he thinks Rav Moshe is talking about.
which would be a major limit. Most cups that kiddushes today aren't the paper. So we assume that Moshe, it's a din of disposable. It's not a din of paper. But Moshe's talking about paper. In Marsha Lazarus Akosha Nyasa Minyarshu Kli Rakla Shah, Shashama Asher Asarti, Emes Adavar, and that he quotes this based on Tosfos in Brachas Daf Nun and elsewhere, where one of the requirements for a kosher bracha is chai. What is chai? Shehekos gufo kli shalem. Should be a shalem. That's what chai means, a shalem. And the Magen Avraham quotes, the afilo nishba rak basis shalem alanami pasal, even if there's the base of the kli, not the place where the water or the wine goes, that the base of the kli is a little broken, that's also not a shalem. Not a sholem. And Ramosha says, now this is Ramosha's jump. So what do you see from there? Alma debi'inan sheyehe hakos na'eh. Rock, and sharak kos kazeh, kosher lebrechas mazal l'kiddush. Where do you get that from? Because the base of the kos is broken, it's not na'eh, and that's why you can't use it. That's Ramosha's understanding of chai. V'roa ani shekosh shal niyar shehu rak l'sha'a al pamzeh levad, hu od garua de'im lo shum chashivus, shevade ineroi lebrechas mazal l'kiddush. That's Reb Moshe. Again, many poskim argue with Reb Moshe. First of all, they say even Reb Moshe might agree today, where we have disposable, which could be used 20 times. We are just affluent, and therefore we'll throw it out. But we have fancy hard plastics that can be used more than the Dixie cups that you have to use it once, or if sure twice, they fall apart. They're gross. They can't hold it anymore. It loses its shape. Maybe that's what Ramosha was limited to. Maybe even Ramosha would agree today. Number two, even forgetting that, the big difference between a broken base of a cup and a kli that's disposable. A broken base is broken. It's not made like that. It's shavur. If you have a disposable cup, it's made like this. What's wrong with it? What's wrong with it? So it's made to be thrown out. So what? But it's made to be a kos l'shaito, and therefore it would be okay. So again, Reb Moshe does not mention this source that our Gemara today, but maybe it could be connected that certain types of materials you cannot fashion into a kli for the tilas yadayim because they're just so flimsy inherently.
Correct.
Rashi, what the... This is about the tilas yadayim, but it's also talking about a shame kli. You need a kli for the tilas yadayim. I'm saying so. There is even it's even higher standard. If this is a problem for kli, then for sure it'll be a problem for kli noah. Okay, Viter says the Gemara now. Ibai lehu maolecho b'mapa. Are you allowed to eat bread without touching the bread without washing? Right? Can you put it in the napkin trick? Right? Does that work? So Gemara talks about it. Ma'olecha b'mapa. Michashina d'monagalo. Are we worried? So first of all, we have to figure out, are we choshish l'negiyah, and therefore we'll never allow it? Or are we not choshish l'negiyah? So tashma. So, sukkah. U'kishinasnu lo Rebbe Tzadok. When they brought food to Rebbe Tzadok on sukkahs, ochal pachas mikabetza. He ate less than the size of a betza. Notzlo b'mapa. And he would put it in a mapa. V'ochal chutz l'sukkah. And he would eat it outside the sukkah, v'ein mevarech acharav, and he would not make a bracha afterwards. So, there's a lot of things he did with this little bit of food. So, what did we learn from there? So the Gemara there talks about all the different aspects. Hilchas sukkah, hilchas brachas, hilchas etilas yadayim. So, my love. So, first, we're being medayik here. It was less than a beitza, and that's why he was allowed to do all this? Ha'ke beitza, mashma, that if it was the beitza size of food, boy, etilas yadayim, then you wouldn't need etilas yadayim, meaning you wouldn't be able to rely on this mapa if it was a regular size bread. So, is that why we should be medayik? Therefore, you cannot use this trick. So the Gemara said, no. Dilma ha-kebetza b'yisukah b'yibracha. Maybe the shear issue is just for the other halachas. Not for the tilas yadayim halachas, but for the sukkah halacha. If it was a betza, you have to sit in the sukkah, and you would need a bracha le'acha recha. So no raya. Tashma, let's try again. D'shmuel ashkeche l'rav. Usually, you don't have a tashma with Shmuel and Rav. Usually, a tashma is a brisa, a mishnah. So here, a tashma is Shmuel and Rav. Shmuel Ashkeche l'Rav dekacha b'mapa. Shmuel once found Rav eating like this with a mapa. Amar lei avdin kedain. Do we really do this? We really do this? Amar lei daiti katsra alai. What does that mean? I wash my hands already, but I still don't want to eat with my hands. So that's why I'm holding it in the mapa, even though, right? Imagine somebody's eating a falafel, right? And you see them holding the falafel in the plastic thing that comes in the store. So, you're like, holy, look at him! Shmuel comes over, look at him, he didn't wash. So So he's like, no, of course I wash. I don't want to get the falafel to get all over my hands. That's what Rav told Shmuel. I don't want it to leak out. Okay, good. Kisolagrib, the next time we have a falafel or a wrap and it starts leaking out, we got to think of this story, Rav and Shmuel. Right, already in the Gemara. Kisolagrib, Zera. What did Zera? Went to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkachinu, Lurabiyami Vravasi, Dekaachli Bibloe Chamosos. He saw they were eating in worn out jugs. Worn out jugs were wrapped around their hands, right? Jugs that were soft material. Wrapped around their heads, they were eating without a Tilas Yadayim. So Amar, he says, Tre Gavri Ravari Kavasaychu, two great people like you, Litu Bidarav Shmuel. Right, we'll make the mistake about that story about Rav and Shmuel. Hadaiti Ksorkama, Rav said, Rav said he was just, he didn't want to eat with his hands, but he washed. How could you guys be eating, you rabbis, be eating without washing? So, Ishtamitse, Ha, to Amar of Tachlifa, Baravimi, Amar Shmuel. Ishtamitse, Rav Zera, forgot or didn't know about this other statement of Shmuel. Hitiru Mapa Lochle Truma, Veloitiru Mapa Lochle Taris. They allowed, in certain circumstances, using a mapa for Ochli Truma. Why? Koanim Zrizim Heim, Rashi quotes. And they'll be careful not to touch. So therefore, they allowed it for Ochli Truma and not for Ochli Taris, because by Taris, who eats Taris? A lot of people eat Taris. Right? Yisraelim could eat Taris. Certain parts of the types of, parts of the Karbanos, right? Yisraelim could eat parts of the Shlamim. So therefore, they did not allow a mapa, but let's say you're having a Shlamim sandwich. Right, we're not talking about the carbon. You wouldn't have to wash for that. Obviously, you would have to wash for kachim. Say, but this is even if you want to get the washing for the tilos for bread and for carbon. But either way, you have that heter. For Rabbi Ravasi Kohanim, Havi, and they were Kohanim. So therefore, that's why they didn't wash. Period.
Bread, isn't there also a need to touch the bread while you're?
Is there an need for touching the bread? I think there's an need for touching the bread after you washed. That's not for the point.
So
according to Rav, is there an need of touching the bread dafka? I think if you also don't want to get your hands all dirty. So I think maybe he touched it for a second, just to be yotze zayin the touching, and then Shmuel didn't see it. Because if I don't know if that's I don't think it's a chiyuv, but it's like what we mentioned yesterday or 2 days ago, the idea of washing one's hands before eating a vegetable that became wet. You should dafka touch the vegetable because that's the whole purpose, that one washed their hands. So it could be. Is there a lechatchila for that? Okay, I have to check that up also tomorrow. The two questions. Iboy Lahu Viter. Sorry, we didn't answer the question yet. We'll read in the Shulchan Aruch at the end. Iboy Lahu. Ochal machlas machlas ochal yozayim alo. What if I'm getting fed by somebody? Do I have to wash my hands? I'm not touching the bread. So the first similar shiloh. Right, not just holding it, but if let's say I'm not touching the bread. So Tashma, de Rav Huna bar sechora havikoi kabe de Rav Huna. Boam le omtsa va'achil. He wrapped this type of situation. He wrapped him up a piece of meat. First he roasted it for him, and then he wrapped it up, and then he put it into his mouth after wrapping it up in bread. That's why he needed to wash. Of amar le ilav derav hamnuna at lo safina lecha. If you want to be Rav Huna, I wouldn't be feeding this to you like this. My taima la mishum derav lo naga. What's the pshat of that story? Isn't it because if it only Rav Hamnuna, because Rav Hamnuna is going to be careful not to touch, and that's why he said, I'm giving it to you because you are Rav Huna. So it's a raya that an ochel min hama'achil does not have to wash their hands. Lo, desaris kadem, and watch the other meikara. No, you're Rav Hamnuna, so you were careful to wash your hands before I started feeding it to you. So again, no raya. Tashma. Well, I'm sorry, that's a good question. Does the ma'achil, the answer is going to be no. Because the machil for sure does not have to wash his hands, meaning handling bread. You know, they never have to wash their hands for handling bread. Only issue is eating bread. The takana was for eating bread. Tashma, let's try again. Damar Reb Zera Amarav Lo Yitin Adam Prusa Lo Tov Piv Shel Shamish Elib Ked Yodei Boshad Lo Yadav. I shouldn't put a piece of bread into the mouth of the waiter unless I know he washes his hands. This is exactly the case. The ochel the machil, that the ochel has to have washed. Vashamish. Stop there for a second. Kama. That's already the answer to our question. Why can't you? So lifna iver. It's lifna iver, because I know there's a special din of the Tilas Yadayim, and if he didn't do it, then it is lifna iver. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in the Ramah, which we've quoted many times. The Shulchan Aruch says in Kufs, we quoted this from the Ramah, but I saw yesterday it's also in the Shulchan Aruch in another place. First, the Shulchan Aruch in Kufs Samachtes. Shulchan Aruch in Kufs Samachtes quotes this halacha, not to put it in the mouth of a waiter. Lo yitein, tzorach litein, where's the line? Let me find it. Lo yitein lechol ela mi sheyodeel bo sheyavarech. Right, that's the Shulchan Aruch. And the Rama writes it in Kuf Samach Gimel as well. That's the one we've dealt with in the past. That if I know that somebody did not wash their hands, we mentioned this yesterday. If I know that somebody didn't wash their hands, so then I shouldn't give. So both the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama mention it, that one should not do that. Vahashamesh, continuing. We mentioned Rav Shlomo Zalman also. We'll see at the end. There's not going to be time. But we'll see at the end. Rav Shlomo Zalman in Siman Lamed Hey, in the first volume of Mincha Shlomo, talks all about this Rama. The Bezvan Hazeh, we don't say this because it's Lifnei Iver, just the opposite way. We should dafka give the bread. Vahashamesh mevarech al kokos vakos. And by the way, once we're talking about a waiter has to make a new bracha on each cup of wine that he is offered. Why? Because he does not know if he's going to get a second one. So every one he has a hesach hadas from, and therefore he has to make a new bracha. You're right. If he had in mind that this bracha should be good for all the wine that I'm going to get, even though I have no idea how many, then it would be good. Then he wouldn't make a new bracha. But it's talking about where he had a hesach hadas. Ve'edim avarech al kol prusa uprusa. He does not make a bracha for every piece of bread that he gets, because he always gets different breads. Just the wine that's surprising to him, but not breads. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, avarech al kol prusa uprusa. No, even though the bread he is surprised about. And the Gemara says, "V'yamar of Papa Sabish, the Rav Rabbi Yochanan Lokasha." We do not have to say that Rav and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing about anything in this brisa. Hadik Adam Chashuv, Adalak Adam Chashuv. Right? We could say, depending if there's an Adam Chashuv at the meal, if there's a special Adam Chashuv at the meal, so then he could assume that he's always going to get. There's going to be extra food, or there's going to be. He's always going to take care of the waiter. He's going to give a good tip. Right? So then. He for sure, there's no machlokas. You could say, Rav says that the Shabbos has to make a new bracha on wine, but not on bread, because that's where there's no Adam Chashuv, and Rabbi Yochanan is talking about where there is Adam Chashuv, and therefore he, the opposite. Rabbi Yochanan says he has to make a new bracha on every prusa prusa, that's where there's no Adam Chashuv, and Rav is, he does not, because that's where there is an Adam Chashuv. But we call makom, hakam, or elim ked yodei shenotel yadav. But you see, for the relating to our question, you see, you cannot give it to the waiter unless he washes hands. So you see that the ochel has to wash his hands, even though he's getting fed. So shiny shabbish to tarid. No, maybe a shabbish is different because he's touching stuff all over the place. So we're worried that as you put it into your mouth, he's going to like touch it and make sure it goes into his mouth because he has so many things on his mind. He's very busy. So that's why maybe a shabbish is different. Period. So also no answer. Taner Rabbanan. So we try again. Similar to what we had a couple of days ago. A person should not give, a person who was a guest, Rashi says, should not give food to the waiter. Why? Because we're worried that the host is going to get all upset and based on what you're giving, and he might choke on what he's drinking. Simply, you have to wait till the host is finished, and then they maybe ask him or do it only after he drinks or after the shamish doesn't have the wine in his hand anymore because he might get upset and spill it. Fine. V'ya shamish lo nata yadav, also li tein prusa l'tok piv. It's beferish. Somebody who's not touching the bread that's getting fed still has to wash their hands. Period. Iboy lahu. So that was regarding the ochel. What about the opposite question that you just asked? Machil sarach netilas yadayim o'ein sarach. What about the machil? Does the machil require netilas yadayim? Tashma d'tani d'bei Menashe, Rav Shimon b'Gamliel Omer, Isha madichas yada achas b'mayim v'nosenes pas l'benal hakatan. A woman on Yom Kippur. This is talking about that is usually usher to wash, as we know, one of the five inuyim is to wash one's hands. A woman can wash her hands before she gives bread to her son, her young child on Yom Kippur. You see from there. Can wash your hands. Oh, you have to wash your hands before giving bread. Right? A woman washes her hands and then gives to her child. They say about Shammai Azakin, he didn't want to do this. Right? Even with 1A, he didn't want to give bread on Yom Kippur. So he just didn't give his kid bread. Right? Maybe I hope he gave his kid other food. Just didn't give his kid bread. The Gazra Allah Shayachal Bashayadav. They made Xera. No! It's mutter. You can even wash two hands. So you see from there that you have to wash your hands, even the machil. Amar Abaya, Hasamishum Shivta. No, that wasn't because of washing the hands for the bread. That was because of the Ruach Ra from overnight. The Ruach Ra from overnight. That's what Rashi says. Ruach Ra Shara Yadam Shalonat L'Shacharis, because it's Yom Kippur. Tosva says, what? We wash our hands in the morning on Yom Kippur in the minimal way. So Tosva has to give a different shot at this Gemara. Tosa says that this is a different shot of what the shivsa is. Rabbi Natam says that it's like third line of Tosafot, Rabbi Natan Mefarish, Tibalonis Sinas Pasla Tinuk, Mutu Lito Yodav Shachris, Blu Yom Kippurim. So they'll go, Mila Muchlach Lachas, but if it's Soa. We know if your hands are dirty on Yom Kippur, you can wash your hands. So, Eilacha dirty, Gadol Mizeh. You have the Ruach Ra on your hands. So, here, what we're talking about here is a different pshat. Veshivsa Dehacha, it's a Ruach Ra that's on food before you give it to a Tinuk, 4 or 5 years old. So it's a different type of Ruach Ra, not the one on your hands. Because that, of course, you can wash your hands in the morning. Machlokas Rashi Tosafot. Then Tosafot says at the end, Umashe Ein Anu Nisharan Achshav Mizeh. Why aren't we worried about the shade on the bread today? Vishain Osa Ruach Ra Mitsuya Beinenu Kemosh Ein Anu Nisharan Ala Zugos Ala Gilui. Just like we're not worried about other things with Bezman Hazeh Tosafot, so too here. Okay, Machlokas Rashi Tosafot. Ta Shma. Obviously, this relates Rashi Shita, the Ruach Ra, is one of the three reasons of the Rishonim why we wash our hands in the morning. We might say before, is it Yodai Maskanios, Machlokas Rosh and Rashba? Is it Yodai Maskanios, our hands are dirty? Is it because we want to be like a Kohen who washes his hands before the Avoda in the morning? Or Ruach Ra, those are the three reasons for Matilas Yodai.
So it's talking about
Gilui Mayim? Tosh talking about Mayim Gluyim, yeah. Tosfos holds, Lamaisa. Tosfos holds other places, Beferish. Mayim Galuyim, Tosfos holds, is not knowing today. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is making a din. Good. Tashma, let's try again. Davud, the Shmuel, Ashkechil, the Shmuel, the Kabachi. Shmuel's father found him crying when he was a little boy. Amalei, am I Kabachis? Why are you crying? Tamachin Rabbi, my Rebbe hit me. Am I? Why? The Amalei, Kasav is Labroi, Velo Mashas Yadei. Because he said to me, can you please give some food to my son? And I gave it him without washing my hands. So my Lo Mashas, why didn't you wash your hands? Amalei, who Achlevan Al Mashina? I'm eating. He's eating. So Amalei. So Shmuel's father said to him, I gotta talk to this Rebbe. Lo mistai de lo gamer. Not only is he not learned, mibchal nami machi, he also hits you. He says, what's he hitting you for? He should learn the halacha first. Avu de Shmuel. The hilchasa, and the halacha is, ochal machas machil, tzarech netilas yadayim, machil, eino tzarech netilas yadayim. Only the ochal needs and not the machil. Shulchan Aruch says, by the way, in Kuf Sama Gimel, getting back to the, is one allowed to hold it in a napkin and then eat? Im ein mayim mitzuyin lefanav berichuk yoser me arba'a milin ula achar of mil yito yada b'mapa v'ochal pas odav shetibul v'mashka v'chulu. If you are in a place where going 4 mil ahead or 1 mil back, so then you have the heter. What does that mean? So pashas, that means 72 minutes ahead and 18 minutes back. So, anytime, next time our child asks us and says, well, I know, you don't want to touch the bread. Okay, you want to walk for an hour and 10 minutes that way? You can't get water that way? Okay, then you can stop. But if not. So, and the post can talk about, you look at the Piskei Tshuvos here, how do you figure out measurements today? Do you go by how long it would take if you would walk? Or now that we have cars, the Bir Halacha talks about trains. Right? How do you determine 72 minutes nowadays? Do you go by hour travel or those travel? Mistavra, the Kishuno Seya Bagamla Parcha, flying camels, like the Gomer Makas, Kagon, Al Pest, right, which means the trade. V'chayosi b'ze, Ein choshen v'yorech haderech elo v'cheshman hazman shal hilov talaminim lo'adam beinoni, shushir ein beiz minuten, v'kol zedach k'shu ra'ev harbeh. And that's only if you're very hungry. That's when you would need it. Either way, that is the lamaisa. It should not be relied upon unless it's impossible. You have no water and you're in a place without any water. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here. Again, today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David Pelkovitz. We thank them very much for the sponsorship in memory of Rebbetzin Frumi Pelkovitz, from Abbas, Rabbi Yitzchak Glev, and the Neshama Shev and Aliyah, with all the Torah, and just a bracha, the Rabbi Palkovich should have Arichas Yamim Vishanim, and continue his Harbatzis Torah for all of Klal Yisrael.